Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are right in the middle of our theme week on World Heritage Sites.
Indeed.
And today, we're talking about a World Heritage Site in Mexico.
Oh.
The Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve.
Ooh, all right.
Yes. Now, this is a very special place where most of the overwintering eastern population of the monarch butterfly go.
Sort of the vacation.
It's where they go for the winter. There's snow butterflies. Snow butterflies.
That's a good idea, yeah.
The reserve is located about 62 miles northwest of Mexico City, and millions of butterflies arrive in the reserve every year. Butterflies only inhabit a fraction of the 350 square miles of the reserve from October until March, and the biosphere's mission is to protect the butterfly species and its habitat.
Please take care of them for the winter for us.
So most of the overwintering monarchs from eastern North America are found here. Monarchs west of the Rocky Mountains, they go to Southern California.
Oh, they have an agreement?
I guess. I don't know. It's weird. Somehow they know to go. They know to go to somehow. California, and the butterflies in the eastern U.S. know to go to Mexico.
Somehow they know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Researchers discovered these areas in Mexico in 1975, though local residents were quite aware of the overwintering behavior of monarch butterflies long before that.
Sure.
Initial protection for the monarch butterfly overwintering area was decreed in 1980 after decades of extensive research on the migratory patterns of the monarch butterfly, and the reserve was declared a World Heritage Site in 2008.
Yeah.
Now, there are 14 major butterfly colonies located in the rugged forested mountains, which account for more than half of the colonies of the monarch butterfly's eastern population. Mm. It's estimated that up to a billion individuals spend the winter here in any given year.
When you say individuals, you mean the butterflies.
Butterflies.
Okay.
The colonies are dense with between 6 and 60 million butterflies per hectare.
Oh, per hectare.
Are there
how many?
That's like around 2 acres, I think. I looked it up. I don't know. The butterflies congregate, clustering into the pine and fir trees. To many, the trees appear orange. There's so many butterflies. And the branches sag from all of
That's
the weight. Which
us.
Butterflies are not heavy. So imagine how many butterflies
to make
a branch sag. And the tree appear orange.
It's pretty wild. It is wild.
Pretty wild. In the spring, these butterflies pack their bags and migrate back north to America, sometimes ending up as far as eastern Canada.
It's so weird.
It is. So a migrating monarch can fly up to 2,500 or sometimes even 3,000 total miles before reaching its destination.
Wow.
And flight speeds of adults are around 6 miles per hour.
They go six pretty, miles an hour?
Pretty quick. Yeah.
That's pretty quick.
A monarch can travel over 100 miles in a single day with the right conditions. The butterflies coast on air currents to move quickly and conserve energy. Over the time it takes them to make this journey, 4 generations of monarch butterflies are born and die.
Oh, wow.
The monarchs that migrate south are the last generation born each year, and they live up to 8 months longer than their ancestors from earlier in the summer.
Oh, really?
A typical monarch lifespan is just 2 to 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Migrating monarchs live up to 9 months, with their lifetime spent mostly migrating south, hanging out there for the winter, and then migrating north again to breed in the spring.
That's amazing.
Yeah. None of the monarchs on the fall migration path have ever been to their destination before, yet they know exactly where to go.
This is the part. This really,
it's
I don't say
wild,
weirds me out,
right?
But it's really wild.
Yeah. So there are many theories that attempt to explain monarch migration.
Okay.
Scientists believe they use cues like magnetism and sunlight to navigate directionally, but the rest of it is just a complete mystery.
But the question to me is, how did they, like, way back when, how did that spot
become the first spot? Right, the first monarch butterflies. And how do they all know
to go
to that one spot?
That's crazy.
And how do the ones in the Rockies know to go west instead of south?
Yeah, I mean,
It's crazy when you think about it. Yeah. So not all monarch populations make major migrations. There are some populations, for instance, in Florida and the Caribbean that don't migrate, as well as other subspecies distributed in the Caribbean, Central America, and Northern South America.
Is that because the weather there is good enough?
Well, that's what the scientists aren't certain why.
Not sure.
But if they might be because they don't, because of the mild winters.
Yeah.
A genetic difference or a combination of factors.
Okay.
So it's kind of like just a lot of mystery that surrounds this
behavior. How are we
going to
find out? Who can we ask?
I don't know.
The butterflies aren't talking, are they?
Right. And as you can imagine, it's kind of hard to track butterflies. Like, you can't, like, I think they do try to, like, tag them so that they can, like, track them, but, like, not easy to do that, right?
They all look alike to me. I don't mean to be
No.
To disrespect them, but they all look alike to me.
Now, so the number of monarchs overwintering in Mexico has shown a long-term downward trend. Monarch populations have declined 85% in 2 decades.
Sorry to hear that.
Due to factors like urban development, habitat loss, and climate change.
Wow.
Now, some things that they suggest we can do to help the monarch butterflies include planting.
What can I do? You can plant
some milkweed, which is the only food source for monarch caterpillars.
Perfect. I'll get some milkweed on the way home.
You can also plant native nectar-rich flower shrubs and trees.
Perfect.
And avoid using pesticides.
And okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll single-handedly bring them all back.
Everyone can do their part, right?
Exactly.
Just plant some milkweed.
That's all it takes. Yeah. Come on, America. You picked out a record to go along with the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve.
So we're going to play the song Butterfly by Charlie Gracie.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Little Charlie Gracie for you this Wednesday afternoon, and Butterfly. Sarah, do remind us, why do we just play that on Legends?
Because we were talking about the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve as part of our World Heritage Sites Theme Week, and that was named a World Heritage Site in 2008.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Getting the recognition it deserves. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. It's estimated that up to 1 billion butterflies spend winter in the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve.
A migrating butterfly can fly up to 3,000 miles to reach its destination.
And though scientists believe they use cues like magnetism and sunlight, how monarchs find their way to their overwintering site remains kind of a mystery.
A mystery. Yeah. And something we'll never know in our lifetime, Sarah,
probably,
I'm sure.
Probably not.
Your mother texted during the Wiki Corner, and she shared a story.
She said that her and my dad drove through a Western Monarch migration in Arizona in 1973.
Just drove right through it.
They were driving cross country.
Ran right into it. Yeah, it's got to be weird. Like, if you're driving and you just see, like...
I mean, because there's millions.
You show me pictures of the trees.
Yeah, if you look online, you can see the pictures of these trees. And it's like a haze almost. And when you see the amount of butterflies in the trees, when they show a close-up of it...
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
It is creepy. Yeah. Imagine walking through that. You're like, they're all butterflies.
Yeah. But I think you can go visit. I think there's like a certain number of the reserves that are in the park that you can go and see.
All right. So those are our butterflies that we have here.
Yes.
They're down in Mexico now.
And then they come back up.
That's nice.
In the spring.
They got a nice setup there, don't they?
They do.
Folks want to learn more about the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yes. Neil Diamond, big fan of butterflies.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I think so. Does he have a song about butterflies?
Well, you would know because you went through the entire library today searching for a butterfly song. Did you come across a Neil Diamond one?
Not that we had.
Oh.
But maybe there's an obscure B-side.
Maybe it will be performed at his Neil Diamond Experience show at the Kodak Center this Saturday at 7:30. We want to send somebody. We're looking for you to text the word, what word, Sarah?
Butterfly.
Perfect idea. Yeah. Text the word butterfly to 222-4000 right now for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Neil Diamond Experience this Saturday, Kodak Center, 7:30 p.m. Text the word butterfly 222-4000. That's it. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And we didn't even get to tell your butterfly story about how you were terrorized by butterflies when you were a child.
Yeah, I was traumatized by that. But I'm over it now, so it's fine.
No, it's good. Back again tomorrow, fresh episode 410.
Absolutely.
Continuing your theme week. We'll check traffic and weather. All that coming up. First, let's talk about the chilly weather. The butterflies know it's chilly. That's why they're heading down to Mexico. We know it's chilly because our furnaces are on. Upstate Air says, hey, let us come over and tune up your furnace for you. Do a thorough check. If it's time to replace your furnace, they've got you covered as well.